Just 14 months after tearing her ACL in a non-contact scrimmage against the United States, 2017 Oak Bay High graduate Sophie DeGaeta has once again been nominated for World Rugby's Women's Player of the Year. The 26-year-old has been central to Canada's run at the 2025 Women's Rugby World Cup, where the team will play for its first-ever championship on September 27 against England at a sold-out Allianz Stadium in Twickenham. This is DeGaeta's second time among the finalists for the prestigious award, having also been nominated in 2022. She is up against New Zealand's Georgia Miller and England's Megan Jones. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Rugby Canada, at Rugby Canada. Nominated for a second time in a Women's Rugby World Cup year, DeGaeta may have moved into the second row since her return in July after a year out with an ACL injury, but her influence on matches is unchanged, World Rugby said in announcing the shortlist. Rugby runs deep in DeGaeta's family. Her father, Hans, captained the Canadian men's team, while her mother, Stephanie White, was captain of the women's side. Her older brother Tyson has also represented Canada on the international stage. At this year's World Cup, DeGaeta has been a driving force. She ranks second in tournament scoring with 58 points and leads in runs, 84, conversions, 20, and offloads. 11. A rare goal-kicking forward, her ability with the boot has been a difference-maker for Canada, highlighted in the semi-final against New Zealand where she scored 14 points in a stunning 34-19 win. She topped the charts for carries, offloads and line-out takes going into the final and has contributed 58 points to Canada's cause, most of them from the tee, World Rugby noted. The upcoming final marks Canada's second trip to the championship match. Their best previous result came in 2014 when they lost to England 21-9. Canada has also finished fourth on four occasions. World Rugby Chair Brett Robinson said this year's tournament has been a showcase of the sport's growth. This remarkable Women's Rugby World Cup 2025 has demonstrated the very best of our game, the values, the unity, the incredible energy, he said. At the heart of its success are our players, the stars of the show, who have not only been exceptional performers on the field, but who have forged an incredible bond with fans. Canada entered the tournament ranked second in the world behind England. Kickoff for the final is set for Saturday, September 27 at 8 a.m., with the Player of the Year announcement to follow.